Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Troy Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Tonight, 7:15-ish, 7:20-ish, just about 9 hours away, Jim Huer, the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins will drop the puck on the ice in Boston for the biggest game in Blues history, game number 7 tonight, a game that we all felt in December would happen.
Yes, absolutely. Look, this is unbelievable. I received more texts yesterday from people. I got a few from people I haven't heard from in a long time. Hey, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow? And I'm like, really? I haven't heard from you in forever. You know, a couple I hadn't heard from since the summer of last summer. So it's, look, there's a lot of excitement here. Over the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about this ad nauseum. We're going to come up with all kinds of numbers. We're going to talk with everybody who's there in Boston here in a little bit and get their thoughts. The reality is, for me, this is almost, I can come up with 7 different scenarios on how this is going to go for people tonight. The reality, it's almost like a pick your own adventure. What do you think you might happen? And I'll tell you how it's going to happen that way. Blues are going to get blown out. Well, I can tell you how that's going to happen this way. Blues are going to win a close one. I'll tell you how it's going to happen that way. Bruins are going to win a close one. I can tell you how that's going to, there's really all the stuff we're going to go through here. We're going to give you all the information, and all of it could be wrong.
Jim mentioned the analysis we'll receive from Boston. That will start in about 2 minutes. Chris Kerber, voice of the St. Louis Blues, scheduled to join at 10:10. Frank Cusimano down in Boston, he's scheduled to hop on at around 10:30. At about 11:40, we'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne, and then looking into the midday grind, hopefully we'll be joined by Charlie Marlowe. The first three, Frank, Curbs, Martin, will be joining on the Maryville University listener line. Visit maryville.edu for more information. And this opening segment is brought to you by Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Visit wwtraceway.com to check out their schedule. But of course, today, tonight, all throughout the area, it's all Blues hockey. The Cardinals have won 2 straight, but it's all Blues.
Oh, the Cardinals played.
The Cardinals played last night, but it's all Blues. And just, it's so weird and unfamiliar. And, Jim, it might be even more so for you. I've been working in radio now for 8 years. This is my, it'll be 8 years at the end of this month. I've been working in producing sports talk radio.
You're just starting out, man.
And it's so weird to me and unfamiliar being this focused on hockey this deep into June. Whereas before...
Oh, that's true.
Before it would be, hey, you know, well, maybe we'll spend a segment later on in the 10 o'clock hour. Just, hey, Stanley Cup Final Game 7, whatever. But it'd be all Cardinals and in previous years, maybe some Rams. But for it to be the focus, the sole focus of a show in June is so unfamiliar and so cool.
June 12th today.
Yes.
Never heard of that. As a fan of the game, it's always been watching two other teams from the National Hockey League play in a game 7. And it's always been, man, this is going to be so cool. Somebody's going to win. And, you know, how close will the game be? But tonight it's completely different because it's, you got a horse in the race tonight. and you're going to think of this completely different. Yes, you're looking forward to it, but you're so on edge about the possibilities of what could happen tonight. I really don't have a feel for, 100%, but I do feel this way about it. I'm confident this team will show up and play well, meaning the St. Louis Blues, and I'm just as confident they can win this as Boston can be. So, I mean, this isn't something where you're intimidated going in, but you're right. You're going, hey, it's June 12th. We're still playing hockey, for crying out loud. Unheard of.
Blues on the road, obviously, in Boston, which for this postseason, and frankly dating back to several postseasons, it's been a good thing for the Blues. They've been a much better road team than home team. Jordan Binnington, his last five road games, has a 945 save percentage. That dates back to game two against San Jose. He's lost only one of those games, and he's played in two elimination games this postseason, both against Dallas, 6-7, 51 saves on 53 shots. So the Blues and Jordan Binnington will certainly hope to see those trends continue.
They have been, for whatever reason, it's hard to explain, so much better on the road than at home. 6-7 will be the final record of this playoff run at home, which is, you go, you're 6-7, you got a 17% power play threat, you go, you have no shot. Well, guess what? You've made it all the way to game seven because you're 9-3 on the road in the Stanley Cup playoffs. If they win tonight, they will tie a mark that has been tied by five other teams in Stanley Cup playoff play to win 10 road games. The 95 Devils were 10-1. 2012 Kings were 10-1. The Devils in 2000 were 10-2. Capitals were 10-3 last year. And in 2004, the only team to lose the Stanley Cup final and win 10 road games, the Calgary Flames in 2004, as they lost to the Lightning. So the reality is you win your 10th, obviously you win the game and you win the cup, but you tie a mark that it's only been done by a handful of teams in the history of the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, that's incredible to think about that. But it's all because whatever happens when they go on the road, and I don't even know, I can't begin to tell you what it is other than when they go on the road, they get back to doing what they do well. Get it in deep, forecheck, create turnovers, score goals, and they get good goaltending. I mean, it's really strange how it has always all worked out.
We do have some news leading into Game 7. It broke earlier this morning. Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick has been cleared to play following the hit, I believe, in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So he'll likely be making his first appearance. Let's head on down to Boston, where Chris Kerber, brought to you by Petromart, is currently watching, or at least will be soon watching, the Blues on the ice. Chris, how are you today?
Doing awesome. How are you guys today?
Doing good, and I'm just curious for you. There's a lot of anticipation for this game from the team standpoint, obviously. But just for you as a broadcaster and a fan, you get to do something tonight that no other Blues broadcaster has ever done, and that's call a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final with the Blues playing in it. Just for you, what does that mean?
Wow. You know what? I haven't really even looked at it like that. I've just kind of like it's another game. And so, you know, you're just hoping in a game seven that the puck bounces the way of the team and, some luck gets your way as well. And, this franchise is just so overdue for a little bit of puck luck in a game like this that, you just hope for all the players and everybody involved it goes the right way.
Kerbs, I just got done saying we could sit here and go through all these numbers, go through all the possibilities, and it's almost like a choose-your-own adventure. I can see this going 7-8 different ways. Do you see that? I mean, I really think it's that even with these two teams.
Jimmy, I almost don't even want to fill out my scorebook today because of that. You know, I don't want to look at things that are trending the right way for Boston or things that are trending the wrong way for the Blues or vice versa. Like this game is just going to come down to which team settles their nerves and which team gets to their execution, play smart, disciplined hockey first. Like you said, I could list 25 things right now that would make you feel really good about this game if you're a St. Louis Blues fan. I could list 25 things that would make you really nervous about this game if you were a Blues fan. So you know, that's where you just got to kind of be prepared for whatever comes your way, whatever we see, and then just say, okay, you know what, it's up to what we have, what happens on the ice. And I mean, and I have absolutely no idea what we're going to see. I don't know if we're going to see a 5-2 Blues win, a 7-1 Boston win, a 3-2 St. Louis win, a 1-0. I mean, I have no idea. I really don't. That probably doesn't make for a good radio guest today, does it?
Well, I bring it up because I've gone through this, and I mentioned earlier, too, that I've had texts from people I haven't heard from in 6-7 months that are asking me, what do you think? And I'm going, it could go any way possible. In terms of getting, let's just start with getting Barbashev back and what that means to this game and this team right now.
But it's huge. I think the fact that the Blues have had those two players suspended and have handily lost the games that they have been suspended in has absolutely killed them in this series. So getting him back is enormous. It gets chemistry back on the line. You hope it'll make a difference on the penalty kill, but you know, you're talking about a player that has been your most physical player in this postseason. But it's not just the fact that he's hitting. It's he hits and then they get the puck, and then there's a connection with him and Steen and Sundqvist that has them moving the puck up and down the ice. So, you know, I think it's really huge that they have him back in the lineup, and I mean, that's one of those things that I would list that would say give you some real good confidence in this game.
Chris, over in game 6 on Sunday night, the Blues power play looked good, at least as it was going on, but unfortunately didn't yield any goals. Do you think they try anything different here in game 7 if they have a power play to try to push that puck into the net?
Guys, I say this, and I don't mean this in any kind of a flippant way or insulting way, but I think if you are the St. Louis Blues, you're going into this game knowing that you cannot count on your power play. I mean, if you're the Bruins, you're going into a game going, okay, we get a power play chance. You know, we got a dang good – it is a, if you're the Boston Bruins, you're thinking, okay, our power play could be the difference maker in game 7. If you're the St. Louis Blues, you're hoping it's a difference maker, but there's no way you have confidence in it. You just can't. You've had one power play goal, and that's a shot that from Parayko that went off the backside of Brandon Carlo and in. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, look, doesn't mean that you're going to decline it. They don't let you do that anyway. you know, but so you're going to get out there, you're going to try. But guys, that's what happens in a game 7. I mean, you know, maybe they got some looks in game 6 and they're happy with it, and all of a sudden they put 2 in tonight on it. I mean, that's what the kind of thing that can happen, and a fan to thing that changes up here when you get to this point. So it has not. Let's put it this way: the power play has been dreadful. It has not been a difference maker. It's actually, I think, hurt the Blues, which is amazing to say, because I really think it's almost killed some of their 5-on-5 momentum. And at the same time, you're in a game 7, and you've got a chance for it to be a difference maker, and you hope it is. If I told you that in the Stanley Cup final, you would have a power play at 6%, a penalty kill at 68%, and you've lost 2 games on home ice, there's no way in the world you're thinking you're in game 7.
It's so true,
and yet you are. So I mean, again, that what do you do with that? That's there's your choose your own adventure, Jimmy. You're like, ooh, well, that's a positive. I'll take it.
Yes, it really is. I mean, you go through those numbers, or you say, well, you were 6-7 on home ice. There's no way you could make it to a Cup final game 7. Another aspect of where this team is at. I mean, it just defies all the numbers and all the things you have been told that make a successful Cup run. It's really amazing with the franchise. I will ask you this. Gord Dwyer, Chris Rooney, there are officials tonight. How does that affect anything, or do you like that as opposed to anyone else being your officials?
Oh, man, you know what? Yeah, I got some pretty strong thoughts on that, but I'm not sure I want to get into all of them.
Okay, well, share a few.
You know, like... Yeah, I'm concerned about it.
Okay,
but I'm not concerned about it because of those two guys. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about it because of just how overall the playoffs have gone for the guys in the black and white. So, unfortunately these playoffs have been where you're going into games going, I hope they're not a factor. You know, And I hope they get out of the way of the puck. You know, I don't want to see a clearing attempt that gets caught up in their skates that turns into a goal like happened in the last one. Now, look, I'm not putting that on Chris Rooney. That's Alex Pietrangelo. Alex Pietrangelo is an elite defenseman that's got to be able to clear the puck, right? And two clears by your captain in that last game turned into goals. One hit the referee. It was kept in, and then you get the unlucky bounce. You know, and then the other one is a long pass up the ice that gets picked off, and that led to the Kuhlman goal. So, you know, what I do think happened is because of the mistripping call with that previous crew, that they like the way that Gord Dwyer and Chris Rooney have called this series. They have called, I think, a pretty good series. They're missing some things, but they're calling some things, so that's going to be the way it goes. And based on what you've seen in the playoffs, these two guys are the best two that they've got right now for the game. You know, you got a local guy reffing the game, and to me, that's a unique challenge. But they don't look at it like that way. There's the integrity is there, and I just hope they call a really good, clean game and let these guys play 5-on-5 and figure out how to win a Stanley Cup.
Chris, how do you explain the Blues' success and their great success they've had on the road this far this postseason? They've played in some pretty hostile environments, Winnipeg, San Jose, now Boston, and they don't seem to be intimidated at all no matter where they play. Is that coaching mentality? What makes them so good on the road?
Guys, it's a confidence factor. And what I mean by that is for this team to have even gotten into the playoffs, they had to become not just a decent or good road team, they had to become a great road team. And they were a great road team. You know, as Dave Otto showed me this morning, you know, they had the 7th best points percentage on the road this season. And imagine and think about how bad the season started so to be able to get that. And you go back to that one stretch, guys, where the Blues had 30 games from the middle of January to the middle of March. 22 of the 30 were on the road. The 8 home games were 8 individual one-game homestands. They went 72 days without having consecutive games on home ice. And so even those home games felt like a road game. So I think that what happened is they just built confidence that kind of says, hey, look, I mean, it's almost a rallying cry. You know, hey, we're on the road? Yep, let's go show them that we can do it again. And that's kind of how it goes. So I think you just got a team that learned how to be very confident on the road because they had no choice but to win to survive on the road, and that's where they're at right now.
There's been a lot of conversation on the Boston side about Patrice Bergeron addressing the team in Game 6, and, oh, that was inspirational. I get that those things happen. There, for me, Curbs, sometimes I'm like, well, I'm sure they're having a conversation in the other locker room too. I don't know that we're going to have one of those moments tonight. But do you think that's a little overrated? I mean, these guys know what's up. They don't need to be told.
No, I don't think it's overrated. I think experience does matter.
Okay.
If you have a guy like Bergeron that has won a Stanley Cup, that has, you know, been to another Stanley Cup final, and he can look across the room and look at a guy, you know, a young guy, and look at him and say, hey, calm down, because here's what's going to happen. And if it works, it works. So I think the Boston Bruins have an edge in this game and because of that experience. Now, in the end, you still have to execute, right? And the only way you get the experience is by getting in there and doing it. But in the end, it's a experience does matter, and the Blues are going to have to pretty much get that experience real quick, if that makes sense.
Chris, Frank is in Boston, but I'll ask the question he's asked you before just about every game we've had you on so far this postseason. Gut feel, pick to click tonight for the Blues.
Vladimir Tarasenko rips a couple in. How's that fun?
I like that.
Take that.
I think everyone listening will like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Chris, have fun tonight. Thank you for hopping on. Thank you for hopping on throughout the course of the regular season and into the postseason for what has been a truly historical year for the St. Louis Blues. Appreciate you taking the time today.
No, anytime, guys. It really has been a heck of a run, and I don't know if it's going to end with a euphoric lifting of the cup or end with we were within one game and it was close. But hopefully people can enjoy this ride for what it's been, and let's just see how it goes in Game 7.
Have fun tonight, Chris.
Awesome. Thank
you,
Kerbs.
Thanks.
That's Chris Kerber, brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next. 50 locations to serve you. If you're in a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. And I can guess that tonight, John and Frank Bomarito will probably find some time and a place to watch tonight's contest. It's for them a first, for all of us a first, Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, and the Bomaritos are big supporters of the St. Louis Blues, and you can be a big supporter of the Press Box and the Bomarito family by going to bomarito.com. They are Missouri's number one automotive group. You can check out their inventory of new and pre-owned cars online. You can also check out the location of their dealerships. There's a Bomarito dealer near you. All you have to do is go to bomarito.com. They are the sponsor of the show content of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We are going to take a short time out. Frank Cusumano will be joining us on the other side. We'll get his thoughts and his anticipation level for tonight's game. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com.